What's up, guys? Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan, and I'm very excited for you guys to hear this one today. She totally blew me away. Super impressed. I mean, I'm the type of person that needs help hanging a picture on the wall, so I can't even comprehend how she has this business. She designs her own furniture all by herself. She has her own workshop. She's a badass, and I mean, hopefully one day when I have a house, I can have her design something amazing for me, because everything she makes is so cute. You have to follow her on Instagram as well. Please welcome to Babecast, owner, designer, maker, Keen Lane Co., it's Katie. You make all the furniture.
Yes.
And
yes,
then... Home decor too, not just furniture, right?
Right, right. I build and I sew. So
okay.
I can do a combination of
amazing
different things. I do wood art as well. So anything that's, I do some geometrical designs and stuff like that that hangs on the wall.
Yeah.
So different things like that too.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about how you even got there. But first, I want to learn about you. Where are you from originally?
So originally from Panama City, Florida.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say I'm kind of from... I say Panama City, but my parents divorced when I was young, so I'm kind of from the Panama City beachy area, and then also Grand Ridge, Florida, which is a really tiny town.
Where
outside
is that?
Of Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah. Outside of Tallahassee. Okay.
Yeah, it's just west of Tallahassee.
So you were kind of split between the two places.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I had a background, kind of my father owned a ranch and a hunting and fishing camp, so very country background.
Oh, fun.
And then also... getting exposure to the beach side around Panama
right.
City, too. So.
Very well-rounded.
Yeah, I feel like very Florida.
Yeah, that's like the most Florida you could be, I feel like.
Yeah.
Did you go to college? Did you go to school at all?
Yeah, I went to Florida State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What was your degree?
I double majored in marketing and management. So
okay.
I've always had kind of like a little business background, and that's what I went for. So it was good.
Did you have like a dream job like when you were a kid and like something you always wanted to do, or...
I wish, because
I mean,
feel like it would be so much easier that way. And I have a brother that like knew he always wanted to be a pilot. And I was like, man, that'd be so nice if I could just pick it and know from the get-go.
That's not very common these days.
Yeah.
I feel like it used to, like you say, and when you're little, you're like, I want to be a veterinarian or
right.
whatever. You just
yeah.
like love animals.
You love puppies,
but
so.
You don't realize like what you actually have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of like not existent anymore. And in school, you learn so much and you kind of like figure out what you want to do throughout
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
So when you were in college, did you have like something in mind that you were thinking you wanted to do, or you just liked marketing?
I loved business, so management and marketing like mm-hmm. made sense for me. And it still never really narrowed down exactly my dream job. It was so broad, it could apply to so many things.
Yeah.
And I
That's
actually,
a blessing and a curse, I
right,
feel like.
Yeah, it was. So it was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But I can kind of dabble in a lot of things. So
right.
It was a good foundation, and I ended up specializing or doing an emphasis in sales and customer relationship management
okay.
under my marketing degree. So I ended up getting a sales job and moving to D.C. for a bit after
oh,
college.
Wow.
And,
okay.
It was a cool experience. So really that sales background... was a big focus at the time, and then
right.
transitioning and just being in the corporate world. I moved back to Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Moved to Jacksonville years
ago. Is that what brought you to Jacksonville, the job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a different job. I wanted to come back to Florida. D.C. was great,
mm-hmm.
but I'll be honest, I'm a Florida girl, and the cold weather kind of sucked.
One of my cousins lives in D.C., and we're from West Palm Beach, like South
yeah,
Florida,
yeah.
and she loves it. I'm shocked. She,
yeah.
like, absolutely loves it.
And it's awesome. I mean, I wanted the big city life to see what it was like,
sure.
and the public transportation was amazing. There's always stuff to do,
right.
great culture, great food. And it was a good experience, but I think it helped really narrow down kind of who I was as a person. I
yeah.
thought out of college I'd be like, yes, I'm taking a big job, going to make money, and just really wanted to kill it and do big city, the whole thing.
Well, yeah, and being
then,
from Florida and like living out like where you lived and kind
mm-hmm.
of living a little bit more low-key lifestyle, you
yeah.
wanted to experience that. So it's probably
right.
good that you did, but it made you realize it's not what you wanted forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm so glad I did for
yeah.
that exact reason. And it was just helped me narrow down on who I was. I'm like, oh, this is cool, but
right.
I don't think it's me forever. And so it was good. And then I knew I wanted to come back to Florida. moved back down, ended up looking for jobs, and got a job in Jacksonville. And I was like, you know what? I'll give Jacksonville a shot and see if I like it. If not, I'll try somewhere else later.
Yeah, but, and it's really close enough to where – does your family still live over in Tallahassee area or in Panama City?
Yeah, most of my – so both my parents have passed, but most of family is in Florida, and then my mom's side all in Panama City pretty much.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So then your family's still here. Yeah. That's another reason why people come back a lot, too. It's like family still lives here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you moved here, what you were doing another sales gig or?
No, I actually I moved here for Crowley, and I was in on their liner side. It's a local shipping and logistics company.
Okay, I was like, that sounds familiar, but I have no idea what it is.
Usually see like their container. I say that to everybody. Yeah. You may not recognize it, and then after I say it, you'll see the containers going by on the trucks.
Right.
But But so worked on their liner side, and then ended up transitioning into their HR department. And managing all of the employee programs and inheriting kind of the benefit side and all of that for Crowley. And it was a really good corporate experience and a lot of great exposure. I ended up kind of finding a little niche in corporate wellness where I had the opportunity to go speak at conferences and things like that across the country, which was really neat.
What were you speaking about? Like, just about the company and, like, how you guys...
So, for that specifically, I was speaking at corporate wellness conferences. So, it's other companies and businesses at all different sizes trying to implement wellness programs into their organization to try and improve the health of their employees and offer different types of benefits and resources so you can... It helps people, obviously, health-wise, but it's also a great recruiting tool, so... a lot of people are looking for little extras when they go to companies now and trying to look for employment. So those are some of the things that I kind of managed. And when I'd speak, I've kind of found like a little niche with corporate wellness and had capitalized
That's cool.
On that,
and that's good experience for you too as well. Did you, what was that the last like full-time job you had?
Yeah, that was the big one. And then I transitioned last year to a smaller local company that was focusing primarily on corporate wellness.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I had started my business formally in 2016. I've been doing this type of work for longer than that, obviously. Started my business in 2016 and just did it on the side. And then transitioned last year to a smaller company that was local that had more of a flex schedule. So I could, and I worked from home, so I could kind of do both and have a little bit more balance with my business.
Right.
And then earlier this year, I actually fully transitioned to my business. So it's been a lot of jumps.
So
in like
slowly
a short amount
of time. But surely you kind of got off on your own. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes
yeah.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you live, where do you live now? At the beach or do you like,
in Atlantic Beach.
Atlantic Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
I knew moving back to Florida, I was like, I am not living in the center of the state. I refuse to look for jobs.
No, I know.
I just miss the beach so much. I know.
I live in Jacks Beach, and I just like I feel like it would be so hard to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you a dog or are you a cat person?
Dog.
You got a dog?
Yeah. I had all kinds of animals growing up because we grew up in basically on a ranch. So, but I love dogs. Yeah.
What kind of, do you have a dog now?
I do. It's technically my boyfriend's dog, but I've inherited her too.
So okay.
She's like my little buddy.
I say little.
She's 85 pounds, but she's my buddy.
Aw, what kind of dog is she?
She's a Greater Swiss Mountain Dog. So
what even is that?
Yeah. Yeah. She's, I'll have to show you a picture.
Okay.
Baby.
Yeah.
She's, she's a breed that just has short hair, but they look like a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Okay.
So she just has shorter hair. So she's totally a winter dog that's like converted beach dog.
I was going to say, is she like so hot being out
being here? Yeah. She's the biggest diva too, which is totally not me. I mean, like get dirty in the workshop and do all kinds of stuff like that. And she's like, no, I think I'll
a little princess.
Yeah. Yeah. Feed me a snack. I'm going to lay down.
How long have you been with your boyfriend?
It'll be, gosh, is it 4 years now?
How did you guys meet?
So we actually initially met on a blind date through mutual friends.
Nice.
I feel like no one ever does that anymore.
Know.
I don't think I've ever done that. So it was kind of funny, but.
But it's a mutual friend thing. So it's not totally like
random
online or something. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, okay, so they know me. They're not going to send somebody crazy.
Right.
Way, so.
And then apparently they knew you well enough to know that it would work out.
Well, it was funny because we met and went on a blind date. He was moving from Ohio to Florida and his parents had ended up relocating to the area in Ponte Vedra. And so he had come up here several times and was relocating to Florida. And my friends kind of set us up on a blind date, and then it wasn't until really a year later that we started dating because he hadn't moved here yet. And I was like, I don't know, I'm just dating, so just kind of
because you're like not,
yeah,
you weren't
like,
so
you're
sure
not here. I don't know when I'll see you next. So it was just kind of.
So then he moved here, and then it's like Yeah. Obviously, it's going to happen now.
Yeah, yeah. I moved actually to Tampa, and then we were kind of long-distance dating for a little bit.
Which is the worst.
Yeah.
I did it in college, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And it's still, and I feel bad saying that, because there's people that have a lot, significantly big long-distance relationships. I mean, he was still in Florida, so I feel kind of silly saying that. But, it wasn't easy. I didn't get to see him all the time.
I know, and I'm not saying it can't work. I just feel like it's definitely straining.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like you need some type of, end line of it. Like, you need some type of, this is going to not be forever kind of deal.
Right,
or else it makes you feel like you're like, what's the point?
What's going on?
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Yeah, so he made the jump and moved up here. And I was actually the one that was kind of like, no, I mean, you know, you're just starting your career down there with that company. And I didn't want to
You didn't want to be like the reason.
Yeah,
I get that.
But yeah, he relocated and it's been, it's
good.
Been
That's awesome. What is your favorite thing to do when you guys aren't working together or separate?
Yeah.
Whatever. What's your do you have hobby? I mean, I feel like you kind of made your thing that you love into your job.
We do sunrises a lot together. We're not too far from the beach. So it's really nice to kind of, and this sounds super lazy, but we take the dog too, but she's kind of lazy. So we're not far from the beach, but we actually drive there to go.
That
see
doesn't
the
sound lazy, because I do that all the time and I'm not far from the beach either. But sometimes it's just especially when I have my dog, I'm not walking him that far. He's a schnauzer. He's got little legs. I can't.
So cute.
He'll be panting and laying down on the ground by the time I got to the beach. So.
That's totally her. And I'm like, I am not doing this, spending 4 hours trying to make this morning beach trip.
Right.
But we
so
do
you're
that
a morning person then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Definitely.
I work on a morning show and I'm still not a morning person. So I wish I could have some of that.
Yeah.
Do you have any guilty pleasures, anything on TV that you're into to wind down? Do you watch reality TV or anything on Netflix that you're into right now?
I actually don't watch a ton of TV.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think. So I don't watch a ton of TV.
That's okay.
But
I wish I didn't.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that and this sounds kind of cheesy maybe, but I love The Voice and watching.
No, it's not cheesy.
And the
sometimes I get so into it.
Oh my God. I feel like such a dork, but I'm almost tear-eyed. These kids are living their dream.
I know.
Because they're 14 or something. Just
did you
doing
get
what they
into
love.
The American Idol revival, even though it never went off the air thing? My parents are obsessed with it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't really watched the new revived version, but I did, back in the day when they were first kind of coming on.
Yeah.
And not that everyone's young on there, but I couldn't imagine being that young and having that exposure and having to, be in front of a crowd at that age.
I know.
Intimidating.
And they
that must
keep
be.
Getting younger, I feel like. Or maybe I'm just getting older.
Oh, God. No, I was going to agree with you.
You know what
I
mean?
The same for me.
I'm like, I feel like that girl is 12. What is she doing up there?
And they're so talented. So, honestly, I have no voice to sing at all.
Yeah,
but if
neither.
I could choose another talent, I think that would be one of them for sure.
Right? It must be so amazing to be able to do that.
Yeah. And I'm just inspired by the show because these people they're so good at their craft and that they're really putting themselves out there. And so, for me, it's inspiring for my business.
Just for life.
I'm totally something different.
What would you say is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, gosh, the first thing that kind of comes to mind is just people not picking up after themselves.
That's
maybe that's just because you were talking about my boyfriend and he could probably improve on that area.
Is that every man on the planet or
because
I was just discussing this with my friend the other day and she was saying the same thing. I feel like I'm not your mom. You just if you take something out of the fridge, put it back.
Right. It makes sense. Yeah. And that's why I have a really hard time trying to figure that out.
I know. It's frustrating. And especially when you first move in with someone, you're like, oh, this is gonna be happening now.
Yeah,
you're
like crap.
Oh God.
And I work from home, so it's like
lots
it's also my workspace and my home space. I'm like, all right, I can't pick up your empty cup or something.
You're
silly
busy
things.
No, I know. I'm the same exact way. I could not relate on a bigger level with that one. What would you say your biggest fear is?
I'll go a little deep with this one. The first thing that came to mind is I want to say success. It's the biggest thing I want with what I'm doing, but it's also one of the most scariest, I think, at times.
Yeah.
Because you really have to be vulnerable and put yourself out there.
Especially with going off on your own and starting your own business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
So
succeeding to make sure that would be, or failing would be a fear.
Failing would be that. Yeah. So it's a fear of failing with that. I've been pushed out of my comfort zone with stuff with this business, and I'm trying to do a better job of that, being here and talking to people and explaining what I do.
No, it's so great. Yeah.
it's hard to talk about yourself sometimes. You know, it's easier if somebody else can be like, oh, this is my friend. She does cool things, or this is her business.
But I 100% agree. I had to go into a sales meeting recently to talk about myself and talk about this podcast and talk about what I do here at the radio station. And I'm like, oh, I hate like being like, I'm so good at this. And like, I just feel so stupid like doing that. Some people are really good at doing that. Don't get me wrong. There are those people, which is fine, to each their own.
Yeah.
But like me, I'm just like, oh, I hate being like, I'm awesome.
Yeah. Everyone. Because this is outside of your regular job.
Well, this
here,
is
right?
a part this of my job. Of this podcast is a part of it. They wanted us to all just kind of start one and figure out. And this was my idea because I just feel like it's my platform to be able to like let other people know. And I get to meet awesome people like you.
Awesome.
So it's win-win for me. New friends for me. That's basically a selfish way. So Keen Lane Company, how long has this company been around?
So formally in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did the idea come from? Like, I know you said you were still doing you were still at another job. When was the final moment that you were like, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. So the business started in 2016, but I've been doing it for years. My grandmother actually taught me to sew when I was young. So I'd been making stuff sewing for a long time. And then the skills from that just transitioned really easily into woodworking when I decided I wanted to start building some things just for myself. And like
that's
typical
interesting because I would never think of the two to be like similar.
Yeah. And so I love explaining that to people because I don't think it's that clear, just thinking about because they're so different.
Right.
But with sewing, you're reading plan designs, you're understanding how materials connect together and the different types of materials maybe mean different stitching and things like that. And those types of skills were very transferable. So now I'm doing woodworking. I can also create plan designs, understand how they connect together. It's just different materials and different tools to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I felt like that helped me pick it up pretty quickly.
So this is something that you taught yourself? Did you like ever do this when you were younger?
So sewing I did as a young person because my grandmother taught me. But with woodworking, I really wanted to learn how to do it. And I had a lot of really savvy people help me along the way. So no formal school. I have a business background from college. So totally different.
Right. No.
But it helps with my business. These things really connect for me.
Yeah.
But one of my buddies, Kyle, I was like, I want to build this one thing. It's simple. It's squares and rectangles. It was shelving for a space in my kitchen. Because I think like most of my clients now, they want something a specific size or color that you can't find. And then you spend hours on the internet or hours in stores trying to find something.
Or then you get it and it's like super cheap or not what you expected and looks bad. And,
And so I was like, I'm done trying to figure this out. I'm just going to make it. This can't be that complicated. So he was willing to help me. And I just got to where he was like, you know how to use the tools. Here's the code to my garage. Come over whenever if you want to make the other stuff. So then I was like, well, shoot, I really like this. So I need to start getting my own tools. And so I started gradually building kind of like my workshop. And my buddy Andy helped me get kind of like my initial set of my tools. And I'll never forget how excited I was when they all showed up at my door.
That's so cheesy. No way. That's amazing.
It was so fun. And then another buddy of mine, Chris, who's very savvy, did contracting ever since he was a young person, ended up when I bought my place, ended up being my neighbor. And so he kind of helped teach me, like, get me the little extra tools and things like that. Or I'd pick his brain on different plan designs and how I would design something and if he had any input. So I definitely had mentors along the way.
Right.
And I love giving credit where credit's due. So it's just been so helpful. And people being open to me being a female wanting to woodwork, really appreciated.
Yeah, which is huge.
Yeah.
Before we were recording, I was asking you about, because you said you had to go to Home Depot. I was like, do people give you that, you need anything, little lady?
Hey,
like,
sweetie.
I know. I know me, I probably look like deer in headlights in there because I really don't know anything. But, I bet you women have this, they're coming here, think that we don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, yeah. And I've definitely had my experience with that, both good and bad. And I think now everybody recognizes me, which I so appreciate.
Right.
And I'd tell them what I was doing. And it's always funny because, of course, the guys come over and they're like, hey, do you need help with anything? And sometimes I do. And I have no problem asking.
Right.
And but now not as much. And then I'm anyway. but
now they're like, oh, no, leave her alone. She knows what she's doing.
But then they'd come up and they're like, oh, well, what are you working on? And I'd say, oh, I'm building a coffee table. Uh-huh. Oh, my so-and-so, my daughter paints furniture. I was like, no, I'm building a coffee table. And it's like I have to reiterate it multiple times. And then they're like, oh, really? Well, let me see a picture or let me see your plan design or something. Because I have a sketch pad and sometimes I take it with me because I'll write out all my purchase list and my cut list on it. And sometimes I have it with me. So once I started showing some of the people that I see regularly, some of the people that work there, then they're like, oh, this is amazing. And I was like, I'll show you a picture next time I'm in when it's finished. And so then they were like, oh, wow.
Like,
you're
don't
really
believe
doing
you at
it.
First.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, my daughter spray painted something once.
Yeah. And it was always, they're trying to relate, which is sweet.
Yeah.
But at the same, and then I've had some people not be so nice to me.
Really?
And it's the worst when I take my boyfriend with me. If he happens to be with me and I go to the hardware store, they immediately look at him and are like, oh, what do you need? And then I'm the one that starts talking and like, well, I have this tool at home and I'm working on this. I'm trying to find this other tool to do whatever. And they would literally one scenario, this guy, I said everything. I used all the correct terminology. I was clearly very knowledgeable about whatever it was. And then he just looked at me, looked away, looked at my boyfriend and was like, so what is it that you need? And I was like, oh, no, sir.
Whoa, that's just blatantly rude.
Yeah. I just think... I don't know. And maybe he just wasn't very familiar with any females doing woodworking.
But regardless, you're speaking of it like you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. Yeah. He should have respected you in that sense.
Yeah. So I want to really make a statement for that, too.
Yes.
That, you know, this isn't brand new. I actually follow a lot of other women woodworkers across the country. And, you know, getting that out there that it can be normal for women to work in a non-normal, non-traditional kind of field.
Right. There is that stigma where you walk into a hardware store and you're like, oh, because, I mean, I guess I'm a part of it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what I'm doing. But, like, I still feel like it should be treated with a little bit more of, like, a respectful, like, hey, we're still capable of doing everything that you are.
Yeah. And
you know?
And so in that scenario, then my boyfriend did turn to the guy and he just said, like, what's her project? You can ask her. And so
good.
It was like redirecting him.
Oh,
and
I'm so glad that he did that.
So
that's awesome.
Good. And then it's funny. I have some really good, funny stories with people like that and asking me how things go to how I'm going to build it. And then I start telling them and they're like, oh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Shocker. It must feel really good to be able to prove them wrong in that sense, though, to walk in there and be like, excuse me, let me show you exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then be like, watch their mouth drop to the floor. Like,
it is. And I've had young guys work at some of the hardware stores. And I'm like, oh, I have my planer at home, but I'm doing this, this, and this. And he's like, I'll be honest, I'm really impressed that you know what a planer is. And
oh, my God.
Like, oh, you're so cute.
So initially when you started wanting to build these things and having those people help you, mm-hmm. was it with a business in mind that you wanted to start your own business, or was it just because you wanted to have your own furniture, or you wanted to make these certain things just like as a hobby?
Yeah.
Was this in your head that you wanted to start this thing, this project?
Well, it wasn't. Not like this. I mean, I've kind of always had a job outside of my regular job. I mean, even when I was in high school, I had multiple jobs or side gigs and things like that. And I've always had an entrepreneurial side, and I knew I wanted my own business. And it's just been, I think, over the years defining what that looks like. And when I was going into this, building and sewing and doing it more frequently, doing it for myself, doing it for my friends, I didn't necessarily think like, oh, this is it. This is my business. I think it just kind of developed over time.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you make? I know you said coffee tables, and I mean, is it literally like no limits? Like, are people requesting certain things, special orders? And
so I do a variety of things. So definitely coffee tables, end tables, headboards, shelving. I've done wine racks. As far as the building side, different benches and things like that, too.
Do you do, like, dining room tables? Like, does it go that big?
Yeah. And that's where I do – I mean, I'm not going to – I am a smaller female, so I do have to get – that's where I bring
in
the muscle.
That's why it's so damn impressive.
I know.
For real.
And so that's where I do have to bring in muscle. Like, I do the full-on plan designs. I do the builds. But that's when I'm like, hey, honey, can you pick this up and put it in the back of the truck so we can deliver it?
Oh, okay. So he helps you – your boyfriend helps you a lot with
stuff. Sometimes,
When you're physically in your work, workshop building it, does he ever help you, or you're really just doing all of that?
No, he doesn't do any of that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I'm so impressed. I think that's so cool.
It's totally not his world, which is hilarious because he has a truck, and I'm the only one that actually drives it like a truck and uses it like a truck.
Right, you like actually need a truck.
Yeah, yeah. And I have my SUV that I use and can haul all my tools and plywood and stuff too. But yeah, so I do a variety of things, and I sew as well. So I could do like a bench and do a cushion with it. I do a ton of cushions for built-in benches and things too, and do built-ins as well.
Like, do you reupholster stuff too?
Minimally. Not like big couches and things like that. I do have connections and networks. So if it's anything out of my scope, I can refer people out to other people.
Okay.
Or I can partner with people to help with a project. And then I can partner with interior designers and things like that too. So I definitely have a big network.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. How did you begin to get that network? Just putting yourself out there?
Yeah, and I think the hardest thing, I kind of got to push this year to do my business, solely my business this year. And the time that I've had to just focus on things like that, to have that open space to do it versus trying to do two jobs at one time, has been amazing and allowed me to connect with people. Because it's so hard doing two gigs and also trying to contact people and network and all those things.
Because it feels like two gigs in just more than two gigs, just in your own owning your own business,
everything. Yeah.
Shipping, orders, like even social media feels like a whole nother job.
It's a lot.
It is.
And that's where, I mean, I don't pay for advertising. It's all word of mouth. It's been social media. And
that's good.
It's been my biggest, which is great, my biggest part of getting my clients, which is awesome.
Right.
And then doing two different jobs, they're in completely different industries, so it was hard trying to network for one and network for the other. So
you weren't like fully focusing on one or the other, so it wasn't giving you like your all and like the best of what you could potentially do.
Yeah, so now doing that this year has really helped me make those connections because I've had more time just for my business.
Yeah. So do you, like if somebody went on your website or whatever, do you take special orders, like if somebody had specific something they wanted, and you could literally just make it, you just need like measurements? And or what if they don't have an idea but they want you to kind of take like creative?
So all of the above. It's a lot of fun because each project can be different and each experience can be different. So I have some clients that know exactly what they want. They find a picture online, they're like, I want this. And maybe they want the same size, or maybe they just want a different, they want the style, but a different size that fits in their home. And I can come to their house and take measurements and all that kind of stuff.
So you just go there and you're like.
For sure, yeah. Because some people are intimidated by that. A lot of my clients are women. And so it's fun for them. You know, they might be intimidated by taking measurements and doing all that stuff. So when I show up, I can do all those things. But the fun part is that if they know what they want, we can do it in the size they want. Or I can also create concept boards. So if they're like, I don't know, I want a coffee table, I want it to be brown. All right, well, let's see your style, and I'll pull a few pictures.
Yeah.
And then say, all right, why don't we do, what do you like about these? Okay, cool, let's do this color, this base, this top, this size. And so you kind of, you know, Pinterest is like this hole of pictures and information.
Oh, like,
so we can kind of take a few of those and really create exactly what they want. So
have you ever had anybody come up to you and be like, I just moved, I have this big space, I have no freaking clue what I want to do with it, I want you to help me? And then also, like, do you partner like with an interior designer maybe, and then you guys do it together? Is that a thing, or could it be a thing?
Well, I'm actually running into that a lot.
Okay.
What happens a lot of times is I'll go to my client's house because they want a coffee table or something specific, end tables, whatever it may be. And then I show up and they do just that. Like, what do you think of my room? And I'm like, it's pretty.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have an interior design background. I have a good eye for things, but by no means am I like an expert in decorating a room. So I'm really looking to make some of those connections.
Got it. Okay.
For sure, with different interior designers. So that's kind of on my next networking piece of my list.
Yeah.
Because I
feel
get
like
those questions
a lot. I've had
a couple
people on the podcast who are interior designers. So
cool.
I'll have to connect you.
I would love that. I would love that. Because if, you know, anyway, and I love collaborating with local businesses. Another reason I love BabeCast is like highlighting all that.
Yeah.
And with ladies and stuff too. And it's, but that piece has been kind of like another part I need to fill.
Something else you want to get into.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, maybe more recently, you probably don't, but specific like that was your favorite thing that you've made recently, like something that you're just very proud of?
Yeah, well, I'm working on a project right now. So after this, I dressed up and did my makeup.
I know,
and stuff
you
today.
Look so cute. And you're like,
I'm going to go to Home Depot after this and buy more supplies, change into my grungy clothes, and go work on a project. But I'm doing a beautiful accent wall. It's a shiplap wall. But it's for their media area. So we did, we were hiding cords and things like that to give it a really clean look. So the TV, they have a sound bar, and we're going to do a beam, actually a faux beam, so it'll be lighter weight, but put that across. And then they also got an electronic fireplace.
Oh, so cool.
I'm building that whole wall. I'm doing a bench at the bottom so they can hide, a place to sit, a little bit of storage, and then also kind of a drawer thing so they can hide some of their electronics in there too. So
oh,
it's looking so awesome.
So that's
awesome.
A lot. Like, that's not just one piece. That's like a lot that you're...
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, I never thought of like doing like a whole wall. I'm just thinking of like a TV unit or something.
Yeah. And so I've done both. I've done media stands and I've done accent walls. And this is kind of a combination. So it has bench seating, the accent wall, and displaying some of the media stuff too.
Oh my gosh. So cool.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite part of your job?
The first thing that came, there's so many parts of it that are so exciting because it's really, I'm kicking off this year with just my business. So there's so many exciting parts of it, but this is going to sound super cheesy, but I love getting to visit the dogs that are at the different client
houses. That does not sound cheesy to me at all.
I have all these pictures of different clients' dogs, whether I'm there measuring, they're like all up in my business, like, hey, what are you doing? Or they're like, get in front of projects where I'm taking a picture of it or want to stand or sit on it. So I have like this collection I'm going to post of like dogs and projects. It's just hilarious. So I love that part of it. But obviously my clients and getting to meet different people.
Sure.
And having this chance to kind of like, my day is different every day. So it's a lot of fun.
And making your own schedule, I would imagine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So figuring all that out, you know, coming from a very corporate world into this, and I was in the corporate world very, you know, for a long time, and then doing this, it's been really nice to have that kind of transition.
Yeah. So you don't have anyone helping you, but you did say that your sister does collaborate with you on some stuff.
Yes. So I have a twin sister, and my family is very artistic, and mine came out a little bit different. My mom was a portrait artist. One of my sisters does illustrative art. My twin sister does landscapes and pet portraits. And my niece is a graphic designer, like digital artist.
Oh my God, you guys are literally all so artistic.
And they're so amazing. And then
they're all different.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, mine was really different. I was like, well, where did I come from? You know?
It's all an art form, though.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of expressing it.
So I've learned to appreciate it like that over time. Because I did feel like a little bit that I was missing out on something. I'm like, what happened? But mine is in a totally different way.
Yeah.
But what's nice is I get to partner with my sister for different designs and things. So I'll have her either do some illustrative work for me, or I'll take some of her original artwork and put it to products. So we can take her designs, for example, and print them to fabric, and I can make cushions and different things like that. Yeah.
And would she do something custom and then you would do that, or is it just kind of like whatever she has already designed?
No, totally custom too. One example is a really neat project we did for this sweet little girl. She wanted a space theme room. But
oh my God, that's cute.
It's so adorable. And I'm like, you get it, girl. Reach for the stars.
So cute.
And but if you go in the stores, they're mostly blue or black or like kind of boy colors.
Right.
So we actually were able to take her concept. My sister did original art designs for it. And so she did constellations and stars and planets.
I love that.
And so she did like a unicorn constellation and a mermaid constellation and did really cute girly stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Was she just obsessed with it or what?
I loved it. So we did, it was so adorable. We did pillows with her designs. So I printed the fabric and I did cushions and made her like a space chair. So it was like, it was neutral wood colors with gold accents. So that was kind of her colors were pink, gold, and neutral wood color and purple.
God.
And so I did like a rocket ship bookcase for her to go along with it that was pink and gold.
Oh my gosh, that's also cute.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, so you could really potentially do anything like that with your sister.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Which makes, so our minds go, especially, because I just have so many ideas and it's so exciting that we have that kind of scope to do a lot of different things.
Do you guys do that often?
So we're expanding
more on
it.
Or you're
trying to.
Yeah.
It's just tough balancing it all.
Sure.
So we've definitely have some ideas for some products. So we're looking into wholesale and retail stuff. So I'm dabbling that world a little bit and venturing to that. But then also definitely want to promote our custom abilities to right. do any of that kind of stuff.
Sure. So there's only room to go up from here to grow, to do more.
That's the plan.
Have you, since you decided to go off on your own, have you come across any challenges or struggles or anything that sticks out in your mind that made you be like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, I think for me, honestly, even though I feel like if you look on paper with my background, it's been very successful. And the things that I dabble in, I kind of go 100% and mm-hmm. I research and I learn and I become, you know, kind of a subject matter expert with it. But when it transitioned into like my personal business, I felt like I was almost intimidated.
Right.
And a little bit of fear and scared and like, how do I promote myself but not like, you know, be over the top. I don't know. It was tough to balance. And
it's different when you're working for someone else versus yourself. Cause if you're like, oh, this is all on me and this is all.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, and it was just trying to balance that a little bit. So for me was believing in myself mm-hmm. and allowing myself to have moments to celebrate my successes.
Yeah.
Cause I never did that growing up. I've always worked very hard and it was just like, accomplish something. All right, what's next? And that's one thing that I've learned over the years in the past couple years is really looking at what I've done and being like, oh, you've got this. It's on paper, you know, and not listening to that little voice being like, oh, you can't, you know, or have, you know, the fear right. voice in your mind.
Or just take a minute to be proud of yourself and realize that, like, you're doing an amazing job and not be like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's
next?
Right,
right. Because then it's not as enjoyable.
Right.
So it's all trying to balance that too. So, and I think having a good network of people.
Yeah.
And that's what's been, I've had the opportunity to meet some other female entrepreneurs specifically, and just, it's been so helpful because they'll help me celebrate my successes and be like, no, this is a big deal. You should be proud.
Right.
Instead of like water under the bridge kind of thing.
Right. So. And other people lifting you up and supporting you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just being on your side. And I'm assuming everybody in your life, your family and your boyfriend have been nothing but support.
It's been good. I mean, there's roller coaster days for sure.
Sure.
And it's challenging. You know, I'm working long hours. I'm doing, you know, I'm kind of hustling now.
Do you have like project deadlines and stuff like that? You're trying to get it. Do you set the deadlines yourself or do you tell your client and then you're like, it'll be done by this, or you kind of just don't do that?
It depends.
Okay.
And it's always different, and it's so hard.
I know.
I'm dealing that right now
projects. Right, depending on how much you have going on. And
And if it's a custom piece, sometimes or it's like a built-in project or something, it can be tough to be like, oh, it should get done, because you run into bumps here and there,
and it's how you overcome those.
So gauging time, in the beginning, I was really hurting myself because I give a short deadline like, oh, I'm gonna knock this out for them, and then I'm like, shoot, like I'm miserable,
right,
and
I shouldn't
I'm not
have done that. Right.
So it's being more realistic about my time,
which I'm sure everyone understands too, who's on the other end, who's the client, because they're like, you're building that from scratch. It's not like you're just gonna like,
and that's
snap
what
your
I wasn't
fingers.
Thinking of. I was just like trying to knock it out, and so now I ask if there's a deadline, because sometimes clients have deadlines, but a lot of times not so much.
Right. They just want something perfect. They don't care about how long it takes.
Yeah. Yeah. So as long as they get it done right, then it's good to go.
Right.
So it's just balancing that a little bit. Yeah.
So did you say before that you're going to set up somewhere, or do you ever set up shop like anywhere, or is everything kind of online? Like, do you ever go out to different events or?
So I'm dabbling in that world a little bit too. So I do have a booth at the Atlantic Beach Arts Market.
Okay, cool.
Which is fairly new. They opened back in November, I believe.
Where is that?
It's on Mayport Road.
Okay.
Right down from Subcultured.
Okay,
and
yeah. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
That Rev Brewing is right there.
Right down there. It's just a little further north from there. But it's a great market with
a
lot
big?
Of different...
Pretty,
yeah, it's a huge converted warehouse.
I haven't
it's
heard
really
of that.
Pretty. Yeah, you'll have
That's
to check
cool.
it out. Atlantic Beach Arts Market.
Okay, so you're kind of setting up there, but it's more like a booth to be like, this is what I can do. No, you can't necessarily bring all your stuff out there and be like...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not that I just haul tables around and be like, hey,
hey, I made this.
This is what I do. So it makes it tough because a lot of times the things I make aren't small.
Right.
So I do kind of little showcase pieces there and just display different things. And then I have my information and promote that I do custom work. And so I have gotten people from that to get my name out there a little bit more. And then I've done some actually collaborative pop-up things with my twin sister. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, so she's in Vero Beach, and she's an artist, so she's doing different types of events at galleries and different things, too. So sometimes it presents the opportunity to kind of showcase things together. So any pieces that I've done with her artwork is what I'll kind of bring to those shows.
Yeah.
And we plan to do more, so that'll be really fun to do. And some of those
are
smaller
awesome.
Pieces, too, like pillows, trays, some different things like that.
So that's cool. And that's a little bit more reasonable to like bring around. Yeah, places. Yeah, no. But I feel like your social media speaks for itself. Like if you want an idea of like the things that mm-hmm. you build, you just go there and look at the pictures. And
yeah,
like,
I think that's the best place for
the easiest access.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And a lot of those things, I mean, those are all primarily custom pieces. Mm-hmm. So anything could be done different sizes, different colors.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. There's not one style that I do. It depends on what the client wants. So I've done like mid-century modern styles. I've done farmhouse styles, very coastal colors, just all kinds of stuff.
Which is like all of those things are popular here. So
yeah,
I feel like that's great. Do you have any advice for anybody who is maybe thinking of going off on their own as something that they love or that they're interested in like you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and so another thing too, I do have a business coach. So mentors are definitely, because I'm really big on like, don't reinvent the wheel if you don't have to.
I mean, right.
So if you can talk to people that have done it or done something similar, I mean, I talk to a variety of entrepreneurs that are in completely different industries than me. So jewelry, for example, like one of my friends does jewelry and I just picking her brain on her business and things. So
right.
You can always learn stuff from different people.
Sure.
And there's a lot of free resources for stuff like that, too. And
which people maybe don't know about or have, you know, don't know even know how to go about finding it,
yeah.
You know.
There's the one really great resource is the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's located at UNF.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's actually a program that's paid for by our tax dollars. So technically.
Well, that's good to know.
We are, yeah. So it's a free resource and you can go get help at all different levels of a business. So,
oh, that's cool.
They've been really a great resource for me. And for other people, I've definitely referred them over too. So,
that's great.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to reach out for help. It doesn't make you look weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the things, like I wanted to already be there before I promoted what I did. And
yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. You
right.
know, it's a process and people can appreciate that. And I've been getting more comfortable sharing the process because that was hard for me.
Because, yeah, now that you've realized like, oh, it should have been a process the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't need to
yeah.
be there
I
immediately.
I didn't have to just always... Yeah, there's no one like step that goes like, oh, I did it.
Right, right.
It's
going to take a
ongoing.
Minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so your social media is it just Keen Lane?
Keen Lane Co.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you your Instagram, I know. Are you on Facebook?
Yep.
So those two places you can go follow her, like her, see all of her work, and then obviously you have a website, right?
Yep.
I didn't check that out.
And it's KeenLaneCo.com.
Okay.
So my last name is Keen. It's K-E-E-N-E.
Okay.
And Keen Lane is the street I grew up on, so I just kind of...
What?
It kind of brings me back to my little root. Well, when you live in the country, all the roads are like people's names.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so then if somebody has something in mind that they really would love you to make for them, they can go on there. Is there like a form they fill out, or how does that work?
Yeah, so different ways. I have people message me through social media, but
okay.
If you go to my website as well, there's a contact us page,
okay.
And there's a form on there where you can kind of give a description of what you're looking for
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I usually, if you have pictures, feel free to send them my way. But that's how it kind of
that's
gets
how
started.
The conversation starts.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
You. This is amazing.